Imagine this for a second. A single hour of therapy. Not just changing a life, but actually, incredibly, maybe preventing a murder.
Yeah.
Today, we're diving deep into a truly astonishing account. It's right from the files of a very experienced therapist.
Right. And our goal today is really to dig into this specific case. It explores the profound and sometimes really surprising impact of these highly focused therapeutic interventions. We're talking specifically about something called non-content psychotherapy.
Non-content, okay.
Yeah, and we'll see how a very precise technique can lead to these dramatic shifts in emotional states and behaviors, and the consequences can be huge.
And the source for this, it's directly from the therapist himself, Clint Matheny. He recounts this pivotal case from, over 40 years in practice.
That's right, decades of experience. So our mission here is basically to unpack this incident, try to understand the specific approach he took, and think about what it reveals, about the power of targeted emotional change.
Okay, let's get into it then. So Clint Matheny, after all these years in the field, he apparently found himself thinking a lot about the real impact of his work, especially with clients who'd considered suicide. He wondered, did my work really make a difference?
A common reflection for therapists, I imagine.
Right. And then this particular memory came back to him, one that, for him, kind of settled that question. It convinced him he had made a life-saving difference in at least one case.
And this leads us to Mary Doe. That's the pseudonym, of course. So back in the late 1980s, this woman contacts Matheny, and her request is really unusual. She explicitly asks for a non-content therapy session.
Okay, explain that again. What does non-content mean in this context?
It means she didn't want to do traditional talk therapy. She wasn't interested in digging into the history, the reasons, the why behind her feelings. She just said, look, I have this overwhelming emotional response to a specific person, and I need it changed now because it's driving these uncontrollable behaviors.
Wow. Just fix the feeling.
Pretty much. And Matheny, being experienced, he didn't just jump in. He asked her two really critical vetting questions first.
Okay, what were they?
Well, first, if you were able to change this emotion, would it make your life and the other person's life better? And she said,
yes, straight up.
Okay. And second, were there any negative consequences for yourself or others if you change this emotion?
And her answer?
A very decisive no. Apparently quite firm about it.
Right. So he's checked for potential negative fallout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then the booking itself was, interesting.
How so?
She was really insistent on staying anonymous, absolutely refused to say who referred her.
Red flag. Or just privacy.
Hard to say initially, maybe. But she also said she'd pay in cash. And she offered to double his standard rate if he could see her the very next day. She wanted it done fast.
Double the rate for speed and anonymity. Okay.
Yeah. And he agreed to the appointment. He also told her, remember this pre-cell phones, leave your pager in your car.
Yeah.
No interruptions.
Right, pagers. Wow. Okay, so the session happens 1 hour as planned.
Yep. And Matheny recalls using a specific procedure. He thinks it was the swish pattern.
The swish pattern. We should probably touch on what that actually is.
We definitely should. So they did the session using, likely, the swish pattern to tackle that overwhelming emotional state she described. Afterwards, Mary seemed pleased. She paid him the usual rate, interestingly, not the doubled rate she'd offered.
Oh, okay. So she didn't double pay in the end?
Nope. Just the standard fee in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left.
So tell us about this swish pattern. What is it? You said it's powerful.
Yeah. Matheny himself called it a very powerful pattern to change almost any behavior. It often comes from neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. Basically, think of it like rapidly changing how your brain runs a program. It gets you to mentally, very quickly, replace an old unwanted image or feeling the trigger for the bad state with a new desired one. Like you're, swishing out a bad file on your computer and putting in a good one.
Okay, so it's a visualization technique,
yeah.
Essentially.
It's more dynamic than just visualization. It's about neurology, about conditioning a different response at a very fundamental level. And what Mary's story really highlights is that sometimes these intense emotional responses, they aren't necessarily about the story or the deep understanding.
Right.
Sometimes a very precise intervention can just rewire the emotional circuit directly. You don't always need years of analysis. It shows the brain's incredible capacity for rapid change if you use the right tool.
So this non-content approach, you're literally not trying to understand why she felt this rage. Is that always effective or just for certain things?
That's a great question. And yeah, the whole point of non-content is the therapist isn't digging into the story. the past events, the triggers, the reasons. The focus is purely on changing the structure of how the emotion works. Think of it like fixing a glitchy software routine without needing the entire history of its development.
I see.
It's particularly good for these very strong, specific emotional patterns.
Mm.
Phobias, intense anger responses, certain anxieties, where the client just wants the feeling itself to change.
Oh.
It's definitely not a magic bullet for everything, you know. Complex trauma or personality issues usually need more depth. But for these kinds of intense, specific emotional reactions, it can be incredibly fast and effective.
Okay. So the session ends. Mary leaves, seeming pleased. But that's not the end of the story.
Not even close. This is where it gets really dramatic.
Right. 2 days later, Mary calls Matheny back.
Yeah.
She tells him she felt a difference, a positive change, literally the moment she got back into her car after the session.
Wow, that fast.
That fast. And she said her ex-husband had paged her the person who triggered the emotion, and normally that page would send her into this uncontrollable rage. But this time, nothing. The feeling just wasn't there. It was gone.
Okay, so the swish pattern worked. That's amazing in itself. But there's more, isn't there?
There is. This is where it gets, frankly, chilling. Mary then revealed the real reason she was so desperate to change that emotion, the true extent of her rage.
Uh-oh.
She confessed to Matheny that she had paid a $250 down payment to a hitman to have her ex-husband murdered that weekend.
Good Lord.
With another $250 due after the job was done.
So the therapy wasn't just about feeling better.
No, it was about stopping herself from following through on a murder plot. Her call to Matheny was to tell him she had just called off the hit.
She canceled the contract.
Canceled the contract, lost her $250 down payment, she mentioned. But the hit was off because the rage was gone.
I'm speechless. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The urgency she felt suddenly makes terrifying sense.
Right. That detail, the hitman, it just throws that 1 hour session into such a stark relief. The stakes were literally life and death.
And Matheny's reaction.
Well, as you can imagine, he was profoundly shocked. Stunned. He apparently even noted, kind of grimly, how inexpensive it seemed to arrange a murder in Houston back then. Just $500 total.
Yeah, that's a chilling side note.
And he says he never heard from Mary Doe again after that phone call.
Just vanished again.
Yeah.
Wow. The fact that a single targeted non-content intervention could do that, could shift an emotional pattern so completely that it averted a murder.
Mm.
It's just staggering.
It really is. And Mary's case, as extreme as it is, kind of highlights the philosophy behind a lot of Matheny's work, right? This focus on targeted, rapid change.
Exactly. It's not just about this one case.
No, his broader work involves tackling things like PTSD, phobias, anxiety, depression, often using these very specific, efficient methods.
Oh.
Techniques like clean language, which is about very precise, non-leading questions, or the flash technique for trauma.
Right. Focus tools for specific kinds of problems. He even explores things like the placebo procedure for physical healing.
Mm-hmm.
It all points to this interest in efficient, impactful change, getting results quickly by targeting the core mechanism.
Yeah, focused intervention.
So if we try to pull this together, this story, Mary Doe's story, it's profound. It really demonstrates how one focused intervention, crucially without getting lost in the content or the why, how it can lead to immediate, drastic changes, even in deeply, deeply ingrained emotional responses. Like homicidal rage, apparently.
It's incredible. So thinking about this, what really stands out to you from Mary Doe's story when you hear it?
Well, it just forces you to ask, doesn't it?
Oh.
If 1 hour, one specific technique can stop something so catastrophic just by shifting an emotional pattern, what does that really tell us? What does it tell us about the sort of hidden power our minds have to transform and the potential for these targeted psychological tools to create not just change, but immediate life-altering change? I mean, the bigger question for all of us is, what implications does this hold for how we view our own capacity, our own ability to shift those deep emotional responses we struggle with? Maybe change is more accessible than we think sometimes.